being already in the season of Septuagesima, on days that are not a major feast, then we have what is called a feria, which means just day. And then that means that we repeat, and almost every day this week we will repeat the readings and the propers from Sunday. It's not my favorite thing, but there are many things in the propers and readings of Sunday that we could not cover yesterday, and that gives us the opportunity to cover them a little bit here and there. One of the things, of course, that is the message of the gospel is that many are called, few are chosen. Now, why is this referring, or what is this referring to? The gospel tells us about the father of the family, patrem familia, who comes out to get laborers for his harvest of his grapes. And he comes early in the morning, and in the middle of the morning, and at noon, in the middle of the afternoon, and then in the evening. And what's interesting here is that basically the hours that are mentioned here, at least in Latin, not so much in English, which does not really follow the liturgical realities always, is that they are the times of the day in which the church, the clergy, the monks, and those nuns who also pray the divine office, say the divine office. Of course, the first is Matins and Lauds, and then, that is at the beginning of the day, and then a little bit later, Prime and Terce, which is 9 o'clock, more or less, and then at 12, more or less, Sext, then in the middle of the afternoon, the hour of noon, and then after that, in the evening, Vespers. And it is at all these times that the father of the family, the householder, it says here in this translation, but that's not what it says in Latin, patri familias, the master who hired all these people. And of course, in the gospel, it tells us he hired them for the normal wage. He didn't make any difference from one to the other. And of course, at the end of the gospel, we see that those men that were hired at Prime and Tierce, who had worked all day long, they expected to get more, because they saw that those who were hired at noon and almost at Vespers, they got one denarius, which was what the custom wage was at that time. And so, of course, they get upset. We worked all day long, and you give us the same pay as you did these latecomers. And that's just the way it is. However, here we are talking not just about a regular vineyard or regular pay. We are talking about the church. We're talking about salvation. And so we have those who are baptized at the very beginning of their lives. And what is the wage for that? The prime, the gift from God for that? Eternal salvation. And then those who come in the middle of the day, eternal salvation. And at the end of the day, eternal salvation. What more is there, and what more do you want? Are we to get upset with those people who are baptized when they were 30 or 40 or 60 or 70, as we have many like that? No. We should give thanks to God that those people also are called to eternal salvation. And so this was the message of the gospel reading of yesterday. In addition, today we have two feasts which, because of the Septuagesima, are more or less overlooked. The one whom we saw in a group the other day with the seven founders of the Servite orders is St. Alexis Falconieri, one of the seven rich young men who gave up everything to follow Christ and founded, at the command of Our Lady, the Servite order, in honor of her and of her sorrows, Our Lady of Sorrows, which has been since, and of course it was the 13th century, has been since their main ministry, though today I do not know where they are or where they stand. And then one that goes back all the way to the 2nd century, that is a saint and is honored by the church in the canon every day, but not mentioned, Saint Juliana. Saint Juliana was a young virgin who was apprehended for being a Catholic and was tortured horribly. All kinds of things were done to her. And no matter what they did, she still would not give up her Catholic faith. And finally, after they had done everything possible to her, hooks and hot irons and pluckings and everything else you can think of, all very painful, after that, that didn't faze her. They cut off her head. And so we should give thanks to God for her and all the other martyrs of the early days of the church who suffered for Christ, who persevered, and who nevertheless followed Christ to the very end and went from this life to heaven immediately, which is the reward of true martyrdom. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.